Monk's Mound Meditation. Dad sifted Cahokia's dregs at age 12. Found coiled shrapnel, shells crammed in soil, smooth but bearing fractures formed beneath the molars of organic collapse. In millennia since seeped, those conchs held warm sips steeped in herbal sacrament. To lips they rose, traces of yopon trapped in their bicarbonate seams. Yopon, which grows as weeping masses in low country, by my grandmother's house, across meated chunks of chain and seared marshes, the historic source for grass weavers, their dugouts lining shores like moored gators, those people who hopscotched uniquely caffeinated leaves from sea to the Mississippi, to Cahokia, to brew into drinks and energize henge-held voices, we learned. They left residues that Dad by chance brushed one summer break, far from Chicago's steel temples and not long after the just death of DDT, that beast which clawed sky from the lungs of songbirds, melted eggs, loitered fresh for later consumption. Now fall approaches, slower. Every weekend, I sweep shattered beer bottles from the lawn as trucks pass by, pluming smoke to eradicate mosquitoes, floating stark aromas and stinking of chemicals yet to come, plunged past artifice into artifact, whatever hangs upon the surface of things for years.